Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum, so welcome. Today we have another interesting story on Lantern, this program. So we go for this story. Grapes, delicious. That's the title of today's story. One day a poor man brought a bunch of grapes to Prince Ahmed as a gift. He was very excited to be able to bring a gift for Prince Ahmed. He placed the grapes beside him and said, "Oh, Prince Ahmed, please accept this small gift from me." He was a poor man who could not afford more. His face beamed with happiness as he offered his small gift. It was evident that he loved the prince a lot. The prince thanked him graciously. As the man looked at him expectantly, the prince ate one grape. Then he ate another one. Slowly, the prince finished the whole bunch of grapes by himself. He did not offer grapes to anyone present. The poor man who brought those grapes was very pleased and left. The close friends of the prince who were around him were surprised. Usually, the prince shared whatever he got with them. He would offer them whatever he was given, and they would eat it together. Usually, he would start first out of respect to the person who had given him the gift, but he would always offer it to others. This time had been different. Without offering it to anyone, Prince Ahmed finished a bunch of grapes by himself. One of the friends asked respectfully, "Oh, Prince Ahmed, how come you ate all the grapes by yourself and did not offer to any one of us present?" The prince smiled and said, "I ate all the grapes by myself because the grapes were sour. If I would have offered you, you might have made funny faces and shown your distaste of the grapes. That would have hurt the feelings of that poor man. I thought to myself that it's better that I eat all of them cheerfully and please the poor man. I did not want to hurt the feelings of that poor man." Subhanallah. Such was the character and manner of a good man.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this beautiful program of Lantern is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to take out some lessons and moral themes out of these religious stories and try to make use of them in our ordinary daily life as Muslims. Well, the story we just listened to is about a precious characteristic of gratitude, which is highly appreciated in Islam. You know, gratitude stands for thanking the conferrer for his graces and using them in the fields that he accepts. It is one of the qualities of perfection that grow and perpetuate the graces. Because of his absolute self-sufficiency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit by our thanks. As a matter of fact, the benefits of thanks are due to the thankful himself, since he expresses his appreciation for the divine graces and uses them in the fields that achieve the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in case of people, which was the subject of the story, the case again comes true. So gratitude to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an important aspect of thankfulness, which is quite related to gratitude to people. Gratitude can be classified into three categories. The first is gratitude of the heart, second, verbal gratitude, and third, gratitude of the organs. You see, once the heart is full of the recognition of the graces of the conferrer Lord, the tongue expresses thanks. Once the heart and tongue unite in the feelings of gratitude, they inspire the organs to express their gratitude by submission and response to the acts of obedience to Him. Thus, there are various categories and methods of showing gratitude. It can be presented through the heart, gratitude of the heart, what we call, and it is to recognize the grace and recognize that its source was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verbal gratitude is to express thanks to the conferrer. Gratitude of organs is to engage them in acts of obedience to God and save them from plunging in acts of disobedience to Him. Hence, it is necessary to thank each of the graces of God in a suitable form. To thank for a fortune is to spend some of it in the fields of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To thank for the knowledge is to publicize and expose its beneficial concepts. And to thank for a higher rank is to support the weak and the persecuted and save them from the oppression that befall them. Okay, let's go for a recess and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern from Arab English Radio. Well, the true gratitude of any grace cannot be attained without ever efforts are exerted, because showing gratitude is one of the graces and items of success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confers. Consequently, man is too short to show the proper gratitude for any grace. The appreciation for graces and acts of kindness and thanks for the conferrers of favors are within the properties of the noble personalities. As the graces are increased, they should be thankworthier and more appreciative so that they may attain the level of divine favors that man can never evaluate and thank properly. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam states in that regard, وَكُنْ قَانِعًا تَكُنْ أَشْكَرَ النَّاسِ. Be content and you will be the most gracious of the people. This is an advice of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to help us reach high moral ranks and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, every single twinkling of the eye, every single word that is produced by the mouth, every single movement of an organ, and every single breath, all these are great favors of the Lord that none can evaluate except those who are deprived of them. So it is quite necessary for us to think about these characteristics, and if we find it within ourselves, then good for us. And in case we do not find them, then we must try our best to gain it through practice and prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode and made use of it in your contemplations and life, in fact. And I bid you farewell for this episode and may Allah protect you until another one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.